Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
On the hopper this morning, barely awake, obviously, and I'm trying to watch this video that Nick sent us sometime last night, I guess it was. I'm thinking, what am I looking at here? And I haven't turned up because my wife can hear me in the bathroom. But I heard up a little bit. I'm thinking, what am I watching here? All I saw was a guy's bare feet, naked, down from like this. Looked like he was in the shower. Then I just see the picture of Chris Isaac's Chris Isaac, the song Wicked Game.
I see the still shot.
So I listened to the sound during the break there. We got to play it on the air if we can get that up there.
Where's it at?
It's on Instagram.
It was a text.
Nick sent us a text
last night.
But yeah, it's basically the guy. Explain it, Nick.
Send it as an email.
Yeah, I'll find it. The guy farted. He's recording his fart.
Right.
And it goes. And it sounds just like the
beginning
intro
of Wicked Game.
Yeah.
That chord, you hear that, whatever is the beginning of the Wicked Game.
So you know damn well when he recorded it, he thought
that sounds like Wicked Game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he overdubbed Wicked Game to...
You got to hear it. You got to see it.
You hear him fart,
then you hear the beginning of Wicked Game, and it is the same note, basically. Right.
Yeah, I'll find it.
And by the way, Isaac's coming to town, right? That guy should...
Yeah. He should open up for him.
Yeah, show up and open up for him, man.
Check your email, Todd. Should be coming your way.
Reach out.
Oh, you got it.
Put a mic front by ass and see if we can replicate that.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Instagram
Reels are one of those things where I'm like, am I wasting all my time watching these? And then it leads to something like this. And you're like, well, it's worth it.
It is. You're right. I told my wife that day, why are you on your phone all the time? I said, I'm looking for stuff for the show. And yeah. She doesn't believe that.
Stuff like this.
Something that loops. I can't pause it.
Okay. So.
Just bring it up.
The first one's a fart. Do it again.
That's a fart?
Yeah,
it's a fart.
Yeah. That is brilliant, Nick. That was some good work you did last time.
I've probably watched that like 60 times, and I'm still just laughing like it's the first time.
I watched it when you sent it, and I was just immediately like, oh, I'm such an idiot, but that is funny.
Play it again, man. Let's play it all morning long. I hope Chris Isaac sees that somehow. Somebody sends it to
somebody's,
him. Somebody's going to send him to him.
Yeah, one of his friends has got to forward that to him.
I'd like to interview that guy. Like, when he farted, did he know right away that he's like, oh, Chris Isaac?
That was Wicked Game.
Or did he play it for somebody and they're like, dude, that sounds like the intro
first of all, why does
to
he have
Wicked
a,
Game?
Well, he might not be in the shower there. It looks like he's in the hopper.
Yeah, it looks like he's sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, I thought he was.
Oh, it was just his knees bent.
It was just his feet there. Yeah.
I think that's where the echo comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The acoustics are grand.
He was in the same position as you were when you were reading.
Exactly. I was sitting exactly like that. Right, right. I love he just played record on his phone there, whatever, just recorded his phone and got that.
Was it you, Nick, that brought up something off the air? Oh, a couple playing Guess My Fart?
Yeah. I think when I talked about it on the air, sometimes I got to get my Reels algorithm back so those more fart videos start coming.
Right?
Yeah. But the couple will be like, Guess My Fart, And then the guy will be like, you know, and then sometimes the girl fart and it'll be the same, like, it's a miracle.
We went to that last break and I heard that too, puss. Yeah. Didn't it sound like a fart right there?
It did.
We went to the break, so we were right back. All of a sudden,
yeah.
And I looked up at you, and you're doing the same thing.
I didn't know if somebody, so somebody's throat gurgled or if that was a faint fart.
That might have been me.
I want to hear that all morning.
Yeah, I'd claim it if it were me, but I don't think it was.
Yeah. I just, there was this weird noise. What was that?
I'll read the email from the guy with the about the long nails. That is so gross.
That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah,
but I still want, I've always thought about this, though.
Brandon says, I've always heard attention span of broccoli.
Yeah.
I can't remember where I learned that. That makes more sense than a gnat.
Yeah.
Does it?
No, not really at all, because broccoli wouldn't have any attention span.
Yeah. Right. Well, because...
But you're right. Nobody did study attention span of a gnat.
Of a gnat.
Right.
Yeah, you would figure broccoli has no attention span since it's a plant. But again, I guess we haven't looked into that either.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard houseplant. Personality of a houseplant. I think I've heard that before.
Yeah, that's personality, though. Yeah.
I've met those
not
people.
Not attention span. We're specifically talking about attention span.
I know a few of those people, too. And they're nice.
Do we want to water you just for kicks? You don't need it.
Now, they're going out on a first date observation. If it's not going well, men have to make an excuse and sneak out. Women can get a friend to call them about an hour into it.
Yep.
If they're not having a good time, they could just say, oh, I'm sorry, my friend needs something. I got to go. I'll call you later.
What's wrong with just saying, hey, this isn't working out? Is it just too confrontational?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, and if it's a first date and you got nothing invested in it, do you want to even go through the hassle of dealing with that confrontation?
Right. I'm with you on that.
No, but he's right. Women are better pre-planners. I don't recall Christy getting a call.
Although I knew a guy.
My first date with her.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I knew a guy that was meeting girls online, maybe it's probably 10, 15 years ago, and he'd meet her in bar. They'd meet at a bar, and his buddy would go and walk in like 10 minutes after they were, and sit at the other end of the bar. And of course, this woman didn't know the guy she was dating, so she didn't know the other guy. And if my buddy gave the guy a nod, my buddy would go to the parking lot and call him.
Oh, so he was a scout. He was a forecaddy.
Only because he wanted to, I'm sure it had a lot to do with more with looks at that point. But who knows? My buddy wasn't exactly Brad Pitt either. But he would nod, and then the guy would go in the parking lot and call him.
Did you hear that? He gave himself up.
No, it wasn't me, man. It wasn't me.
You said my buddy.
Yeah, my buddy was the guy.
Oh, he was the guy that had the scout.
Right. No, I wasn't involved with this at all.
Okay.
No, I know both dudes,
but you've got to have that. That's got to be a really good friend that'll go ahead and scout for you.
Take the time.
Who wants to do that?
Yeah, somebody who's real bored.
All we had to do was go to the bar, go in and have a drink, sit and look at the guy. The guy would give him a nod.
And give him a report?
Yeah, and if the guy wanted to get out of the date, he'd go to the car and call him. If the guy didn't want to get out of the date, he would have his beer and leave. I get that, you know.
You still got to have a lot of nothing going on.
Yeah.
Every time this guy has a first date, you're just like, yeah, I got nothing. I'll drive to the restaurant for possibly just
one. No, it was a bar, usually. It was a bar where you'd walk in. You know, it wouldn't be too awkward, I guess. I think it'd be kind of fun for a couple times, especially if you know the guy was going to call you. You walk in and go, oh, he's going to come.
There was a day, and I'll give myself up here, where the dating app was the phone coming into the radio station.
Yeah. Yes. And I did that dating.
You would agree to meet a woman, and then if you had any second thoughts about it, you would lie about what vehicle you're driving and what you're wearing.
Yep.
And then you would go into the place you were supposed to meet, and if she was, acceptable by your standards, then you would say, I had to use my buddy's car.
That's true, man.
I spilled something on my, I had to change clothes.
I did that once with the clothes thing. And I was in college. I was on a college radio station, and a girl called in. I wanted to meet her. And I said, and once again, radio, nobody knows what anybody looks like for that matter at that point. So I told her I was going to wear this. I'm at this bar. Okay, I'll show up after work, and I'm going to be wearing this. And I told her I was wearing something else. And then when I saw her, and she was kind of cute, and then I walked up to her. She goes, I thought you were wearing something else. Oh, I forgot I wasn't wearing. I was so lame. I forgot I wasn't wearing that.
I'll be the one with the giant head.
I should just say the one with the giant head.
Right? By the way, just for the record, I was never a pig. I never walked out on anybody.
They all you drove past, though, didn't you?
Oh, no, I never left. I always ended up meeting up with them because they turned out to be cute, but like they sounded.
But by meeting up, he means banging.
Oh, well, you know, you said you didn't keep driving because they were never ugly, right?
Right. As far as I remember.
You batted 1,000 with caller nines?
Well, they were acceptable.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And they were like the kind of girl
they were last call hot.
Might be into me.
Yeah. That's key.
Okay.
This is a good point from Brandon. Women, why women plan ahead for dates? Women have literally been murdered by turning down a man. That's why women plan ahead.
Yeah.
And don't just say, this isn't working out. There's an old saying, men are afraid women will laugh at them, and women are afraid men will kill them.
Speaking of that, I'm watching the family, like one of the new Family Guys, and
Papa Allen's ham wallet, by the way.
One
of the Family Guys. It was one of those cutaways, and something about what would you have your last meal? And Peter goes, I would eat panties for my last meal. So he's sitting in the electric chair and eats these panties, and then he makes another joke, and he goes, go on, let's fry me, guys. Go ahead and fry me.
Fire
and
he up.
Shows this couple there watching. She goes, he is funny. I can see why our daughter got in a car with him. That was the joke. That was the joke,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. The writers on that show do not care. Wasn't that great, Puss, that joke?
Yeah.
That was a gut punch. Even like, man, that was great, man.
All right. Dustin says my girlfriend said she was at a nail salon getting her nails done, and the guy doing them said he had a customer who had those long-ass fingernails, and there was poop in them.
Oh.
That's disgusting.
Oh, well, I guess that would be an issue if you had those.
What you have
well, now it's gross, man.
Like, yeah.
How in the world do they wipe? Apparently, he told her to go wash up and still couldn't get it out.
Oh,
I got heave when I read that. Now I'm hearing it again. I'm starting to heave a little bit. Yeah.
That's a go find another nail salon situation. I'm just like, nah, forget it.
Old friend of ours.
There's a lot of things you couldn't do. I don't think you could be fully functional.
Yeah.
With a big long-ass nail.
They don't seem practical in any way.
Not at all.
You better have somebody wipe for you. And no, that's not practical either for that.
Or get a bidet.
Even then, there's got to be something left.
You couldn't
over.
Even make a proper fist.
Fist
with you know, like you couldn't ball up your hand and make an actual fist because your nails would be jabbed into your palm.
Right. Well, we don't want anything to do with someone who can't make a proper fist.
Right.
Yeah.
What good are you?
Right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.